Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Lamed Gimel, the 33rd Psalm in the book of Tehillim. Very powerful Mizmor, a very upbeat Mizmor, has so many different applications, has so many different places that it appears in our lives. Let's start at the beginning. Mizmor Lamed Gimel is perhaps most commonly known as Ranenu Tzadikim Hashem La Yesharim Navas Sehila. It's a beautiful Mizmor, calling upon the righteous, calling upon those who are straight to praise Hashem and to give Him thanksgiving. Essentially, this Mizmor is made up of 22 psukim, which of course is an important number in the Jewish alphabet. Is the 22 letters of the alphabet. It is not an alphabetical, but the number of course is significant. And there are three major sections. The first three psukim are a call upon those to praise Hashem. The middle section is describing praises of Hashem in explicit and discrete terms. And finally, it closes with the last three psukim from Chof to Chof Beis, of expressions in trusting that Hashem has helped. What is interesting is that if you look at the first section, the introductory section of the first three psukim, there are in fact seven expressions of praise which are used. Ranenu, praise. Tehillah, another word for praise. Hoidu, thank Hashem. B'nevel v'chinor. Hoidu Hashem v'chinor. B'nevel asor zamruloi. So we have Rina, Tehillah, Hoida'a, Zmira, Shira, Hatova, Nigina, and Trua. There are seven expressions of praise of Hashem used. In the middle section, the major section, which runs really from Dalid to Yud Tes, there are actually seven discrete sections of praising Hashem. The first describes the attributes of Hashem's justice and righteousness in the world. Then it talks about how He created the world, how His counsel remains enduring forever, how He chose the nation of Israel, how He has His mashkiach, He sees and cares about all the people of the world, how the falseness of strength of humans will fall apart, and finally how He saves those who really truly fear Him. Those are seven sections, which are almost an expansion of the call to praise Him seven times. And finally, in the last section, the conclusion, there are seven expressions about being represented. So it goes, Nafshenu, our souls, Chiksol Hashem, have been waiting for Hashem. Ezreinu, Umoginenu, He is our helper, He is our protector. And this idea of our, or we, appears seven times there. So it goes, Nafshenu, Ezreinu, Umoginenu, Libenu, Botachnu, Olenu, and Yichalnu, talking about us. So it's almost as if the Mizmor starts off saying, please praise Hashem seven times, explains what the seven praises are, and then describes seven times how the person, the Meshorer, the narrator, is feeling content with adapting those seven times. In fact, the Da'at Mikra points out that it may have originally been that a Shliach Tzibur, a communal leader, would have said the first section, turning to the community in front of him. Then he would have said these discrete praises the seven times over, and everybody in unison responds, we, and we know Hashem is there before Hashem. We are going to thank Hashem. We are so happy with Hashem because they are responding to Hashem. It is interesting that the whole Mizmor is in third person. It describes Hashem in third person until the very last pasuk, where there is a pivoting towards Hashem directly, where it closes with the words, Yichastecha Hashem, let your kindness Hashem aleinu be upon us, kasher yichalnu loch, as we have hoped of you. So up to now it's all been praising, and now we pivot inwards to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please do help us. What are the central theme over here? The Malbim sums it up in a very powerful way. He describes that really there is the world, the way the world runs on a day-to-day basis, that is cause and effect. There's a certain natural order of things. And then there is what he calls the way that Hashem supersedes that world. It supersedes the natural order. And that's not perhaps as we think of, you know, huge natural disasters, huge miracles, but the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated that things which are counter to the natural give and take of the world happen is his nisim. This what he means to say is that when a person does a good action and therefore warrants, let's say, rainfall, sustenance, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated that the right opportunities are afforded, or vice versa, Rachmana Litzlan. In the cases where a person's actions will impact the hashkacha, the providence of the natural order, so that the natural order now will give way to a coincidental experience which will save a person or perhaps tarnish a person, that over there is the second tier of how Hashem reacts or deals with this world. And both of these are described in this Mizmor, both the nature that Hashem created and the way Hashem will supersede that, and who is deserving of that, his nation or anybody who wants to be part of it. And that seems to be the general theme of this mizmor. In terms of events behind this mizmor, what is interesting about this psalm is that it has no inscription. It is unlike most of the vast majority of the mizmorim in the first book of Tehillim, which have some inscription or superscription telling us who it's from or about where it comes from. We have nothing here. Only mizmor Aleph, Beis, and this one, 33, Lamed Gimel, have no context, which leads the psikta of Rav Kahana to suggest that in fact it actually was said by Moshe Rabbeinu and should really belong later on in the fourth book, where a number of the mizmorim that were penned by Moshe Rabbeinu actually are to be found. And why does it appear here? It seems to be that it is thematically connected to the previous mizmor. The last words of the pasuk at the end of Lamed Beis was Simchu v'Hashem, rejoice in Hashem, v'gilu tzadikim, and let the righteous rejoice, v'arninu kol yishrelev, and all those who are straight of heart, let them praise Hashem. Well, that directly reflects Raninu tzadikim v'Hashem, v'la yisharim navas tehila, which is the beginning of our mizmor, because the two subjects, which are tzadikim and yisharim, and both the verbs over here of the tehila and rina, are to be found. Actually, the tehila is switched with harninu, but it's a very similar description over here. Nonetheless, that seems to be why it is said here, and it could be that actually in public these were said one after the other. I did find a very fascinating sifra, which is a Midrash Halacha in Vayikra, where on Parshas Shmini, where the Midrash says that when the fire came down upon the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, and at that point in time consuming the Korbanos, thereby heralding the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted the inauguration of the Mishkan, that is the point when everybody poured out and said, Rananut Tzadikim b'Hashem, la'isharim na'avasila, what a momentous occasion. In terms of the places that this mizmor appears, it appears in a lot of very interesting places in our tefillah. Number one, it appears at the end of the additions, which are added in on a Shabbos or Yom Tov in the Pesukei Dezimra. Regular Pesukei Dezimra is much shorter than a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. There's a number of extra paragraphs added in, and this is one of the later ones which is added in. It is also part of the Tashlich service on Rosh Hashanah, where people go and make and say certain prayers by a body of water on Rosh Hashanah, or as there is in Meitshuva. It is also to be found and to be said when a person visits Kivrei Tzadikim, the graves of the righteous. And finally, very fascinating but obscure reference, is it also appears in Perek Shira as the phrase when it describes every part of the world which gives praise and sings to Hashem. It is referring to the Zarzir, which is the hound, sings the song of Rananut Tzadikim b'Hashem na'isharim na'asila. In terms of just one or two psukim in the spotlight, the first pasuk is Rananut Tzadikim b'Hashem la'isharim na'asila. Sing forth, O righteous, to the Lord. It is fit that the upright acclaim him. The word na'asila, na'va, is actually an ambiguous word. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Tesvan Alef, tells us that the word na'va doesn't just mean to say acclaim to him, give praise to him. It also relates to the word na'veh, which is a place. And therefore, Rav Chinan bar Papa suggested that this mizmor has the confluence of Moshe Rabbeinu and David in it, which we're already seeing just in terms of its placement and its inscription. And both David and Moshe were responsible for making an abode for Hashem. Moshe had the Mishkan, and David setting the groundwork, the framework for building the base of the Mikdash, both things which could not be taken away from them, certainly not within their lifetime. One or two other focuses of Pesukim in the spotlight, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ashrei Hagor Asher Hashem Aloykov, praiseworthy is the nation which Hashem is their God, Ha'om Bochar Lenachalo, no, the nation which he chose to be is his inheritance. You see over here that there is a dual relationship, it is a bilateral agreement, says the Malbim, that the nation which chooses Hashem to be their God is the one Hashem chooses to be his segula, his special nation. But it's a two-direction. It can't just be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always giving and giving and giving if there's no reciprocation. That's what the Malbim says. And finally, just the last pasuk, just to focus on, which is really a remarkable idea, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMevin El Kol Ma'aseim, Hashem understands, and the translations usually say their actions, but the word El, that preposition actually is incorrect then, if that's the translation. It should be HaMevin Es Ma'aseim, Hashem understands their actions. What does it mean HaMevin El? He understands to their actions. It seems to be inappropriately described linguistically over here. So Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hu wired the universe in such a way that the actions of humans are the only actions which actually affect the celestial worlds. Usually the flow of energy is downwards, which means the celestial worlds have a flow of energy down to this world, and the outcome is existence as at the bottom of the chain, which is the physical existence. Human beings have the ability of shifting the celestial energies, which reshape how the energies fall and redistribute in this world, which means a human action can actually impact great and colossal effects around a person in the celestial worlds and therefore also in the terrestrial worlds. Which means, when it says, I'm even El Kol Ma'aseyam, Hashem understands the impact, the reach of every human action. A person thinks when they speak Lashon Hara, they speak in Shul, they do an action which is not necessarily good. They think, what difference does it really make? Well, Hashem says, I understand what difference it really makes. And so too for the good. When a person does a small act and nobody recognizes them, nobody puts them in the front of the newspaper, nobody gives them accolades or gives them honorary degrees, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaMevin El Kol Ma'aseyam, I get it, I know where it impacts, I see how far impacting good deeds are. You've just shaped the world in a new way. That is perhaps a very powerful way to understand and look at this. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.